The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Levy. The film Sunita follows the life of a young, passionate Afghan refugee living in Tehran, Iran, who dreams of becoming a rapper. But Sunita is faced with many challenges, including her status as an undocumented immigrant and her mother's plan to sell her as a child bride. Sunita is this year's recipient of the True Life Fund, a monetary collection organized by the True False Film Fest, which will support Sunita's efforts in her campaign against child marriage. KBIA's Rebecca Smith spoke with the director of Sunita, Rakhmusare Gaemnagomi, to talk about the film and about Sunita herself.
So to start off our conversation today, I'm just really curious, where did the idea of Sunita come from?
I met Sunita through my cousin, who is a social worker, and she was working in an organization for street children and child laborers. And Sunita was supported by that organization. So one day my cousin asked me to go there and see Sunita and see if I can help her with her music and her music videos.
And were you just so smitten with her story initially, or what did that process look like of getting to know Sunita and knowing what, you know, what a documentary about her life would look like?
When I met her, I had no idea that I am going to make a movie about her. But then after a while that I kept meeting her and talking to her about what she wants to do and how can I help her, I was seeing how persistent, how motivated she is, and how little is her chance to meet her dreams.
Do you face any difficulties as a female filmmaker?
No, this is not true. No. I mean, in Iran, we have a long tradition of female filmmakers. I mean, it's difficult to be a filmmaker in general, but it's not more difficult for women to be a filmmaker. Even if it's a bit easier, this is not a problem in Iran, I guess.
Did you learn anything about yourself while making this film?
Yeah.
Did you come to any realizations about yourself?
I learned a lot from Sunita. I learned the power of dream, that dreaming has a power and a really strong power that I always knew that, but I really saw it in Sunita, how much when you really want to do something, it will happen.
So, just kind of out of pure curiosity, what's Sunita up to now?
She's studying in high school. She wants to go to college, and she wants to study law in college, I mean, in postgraduate, so she wants to be a lawyer.
And now this one is just more about the festival itself. Is there anything you're looking forward to during the True False Film Festival?
I mean, the great thing is that Sunita won the True Life Award in festival, in True Life True False Festival. So this is an award that it's a very amazing thing that happens only in True False Festival. I have never heard about it anywhere else, that they give an award to a protagonist and not a filmmaker. So, and this money will go to Sunita's education and Sunita's music training and all she plans.
Thank you once again so much for taking the time out of your day to speak with me.
Thank you for everything.
That was Rakhmusare Gaemnagomi talking about her film Sunita with KBIA's Rebecca Smith. To hear all of our True False conversations with filmmakers, go to KBIA.org and search True False.